This is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Ezra Wall in La Crosse. La Crosse area advocates for adults with special needs are hoping to push fundraising for a new housing project over the finish line. The Haven on Main is a partnership between the nonprofits Cooley Cap and Haven for Special People and the commercial real estate developers the Girard Corporation. Once completed, the facility will include 70 one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartments, half of which are going to be reserved for adults with special needs. At a public fundraising launch this week, I spoke with Cooley Cap Executive Director Hetty Brown about the project's vision. Here's what she had to say.
Well, the vision actually from the beginning was brought to Cooley Cap from a local group, a community group called Haven for Special People. And they came forward to say that nothing like this existed in the community, but they wanted to build it. And it was a place where adults with disabilities could live independently alongside adults that were not disabled. And also create a community within a community with a space where engagement could happen, where people could get services, and people could bring community in to the building. And so we said, sign us up, because that's exactly the type of development that Cooley Cap likes to do.
This group, Haven for Special People, had been working on this. There are obviously, you know, commercial developers involved in actually building the facility and going to be running it on a day-to-day basis. What's Cooley Cap's involvement?
So Cooley Cap is the housing development organization that's working with them. And then we partnered with the Girard Corporation, who are our developers in partnership. So we worked with Girard's to secure the low-income housing tax credits and some of the other financing. So Girard Corporation, Cooley Cap, and Haven for Special People are the three partners in building the building. Once it's built, Cooley Cap will own and operate the building. And we also have committed to putting the building into our community land trust to ensure that the building can serve its intention in perpetuity.
70 units in the building, and half of them are going to be geared toward people with special needs, people who can live more or less independently, but who need different kinds of support. Talk about resources that are needed by those people, for people who are kind of thinking of okay, for instance, this kind of person or this kind of person. What are some of the people who are likely to find a home at the Haven?
Yeah, and that's what makes this building unique, right? This is not an assisted living facility. It's not a group home. These are apartments where people with disabilities can live independently, but in a safe and supportive environment. And so people moving in will bring in their own resources, much like they do now when they're living at home with their parents, for example. So many of the parents in the Haven for Special People group, their adult children live at home with them, and then caregivers will come in or rotate in and out of the home, as provided, say, by a managed care organization. Well, that will happen at Haven on Main as well. They'll each have their own apartments, and then their caregivers will come in and provide those services. This is based off of a model in New Glarus called Prairie House, where a local group of parents of adults with disabilities there called Home of Our Own did the same thing, and they built Prairie House, and it's been operating now for several years with great success.
Cooley Cap has been involved with people facing various kinds of housing needs for a long, long time. And there's constant talk about the housing shortage in La Crosse. But this meets sort of an even more specialized need than that. How far does this go toward helping what a lot of experts recognize as a real housing shortage in La Crosse?
Well, Ezra, thriving communities mean that there are housing types for all residents with all needs, right? And in La Crosse area, we do have a housing shortage, but we don't just have a housing shortage for one type of population. And adults with disabilities or families with disabilities with a disabled family member, there's a critical lack of housing for those individuals as well in those communities. And we hear about it all the time at Cooley Cap. We are called by people who are looking for affordable, accessible housing. And there just is not enough of that housing. So we're trying to advance new housing here that meets that need and fills a critical gap.
When you see neighborhoods, especially new construction neighborhoods going up, it's interesting because a lot of the houses are in a similar construction style. They're going to end up in a similar economic sphere. And in a building like the Haven on Main, you're going to see people from across all kinds of these spectrums living together and experiencing each other. It reminds me of more of the older style neighborhood where you have like a higher income person next door or across the street from people who maybe don't make as much money and have a real different experience. How important is that as part of a community getting to know one another?
It's so important. And actually from day one, when we were planning this project, we said we want this to be a community within a community. And that is how we've designed the project. And not just in the mix of apartments and income levels, but the whole first floor of the building, we have a gymnasium and a fitness area. We have community rooms with community kitchens. We have a library. We have spaces where people can socialize. And Haven for Special People and Cooley Cap will have offices in the building so we can promote engagement with residents. So we want to promote togetherness and engagement and encourage that community within community.
Now, one of the things that you've got media here and people available to talk to us, and one of the reasons for that is because there's still a fundraising effort going on for part of the sort of public fundraising side of it. Talk about how that's going and how people can pitch in if they're so inclined.
Yeah, we have a $500,000 campaign that we're asking for the public's help on right now. This is a $23 million development, and we've raised about $3.7 million towards our public fundraising piece of that campaign, but we still have $500,000 to go. We hope to start construction at the end of August, beginning of September, and so if the public would like to contribute towards that, they can visit cooleycap.org. To give towards this campaign.
Hetty Brown is the executive director of Cooley Cap. Thank you very much, Hetty.
Thank you, Ezra.
The partners are hoping to break ground on the project in the fall. And if you have an idea about something in southwestern Wisconsin you think we should be talking about on Morning Edition, let me know about it. Our email address is southwest@wpr.org. That's southwest@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News online at WPR.org. I'm Ezra Wall from our bureau in La Crosse. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.